Ousted Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh is saying that 10 of his rivals among the country's top military commanders, politicians, and tribal leaders must leave the country with him for the sake of stability. Though Saleh transferred power to his vice president last month after a year-long uprising, he has refused to leave the country as promised. Many accuse him of working behind the scenes to obstruct the new government as it tries to bring reform and step up the fight against al-Qaeda militants. Meanwhile, a new survey by the United Nations has determined 5 million people in Yemen are not getting the food they need. World Food Program spokesperson Abir Atefa says the areas worst affected are where there is civil conflict.
Well, most of the areas that have been hit hard by the severe food insecurity are the areas that have seen a lot of civil unrest. So not surprisingly, that includes, of course, some of the areas where fighting has been happening in the south, as well as the areas in the north of the country where prolonged war has taken place. There are so many IDPs in the country, around 670,000 internally displaced people. In addition, if we look at the urban centers where many of the civil unrest has been boiling, specifically, for example, the capital, Sana'a, you see alarming rates of food insecurity. Malnutrition rates, again, are very high, especially in some of the governorates like Hudaydah, and it's one of the areas of the governorates that has seen quite a lot of civil unrest. So there's definitely a correlation between the situation that the country is facing in terms of violence and unrest, in addition to the poverty, the lack of water, the shortage of fuel, and different other factors.